Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 3. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panteth for the brooks of water, as so my soul doth pant for thee. And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 22, the verses 1 through 20. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 22, the first 20 verses. And now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who sits enthroned above, and yet beholdest the children of men, also us and our children, when by renewal we may receive a place in thy house, may we be given to see thy hand therein. Wilt thou grant a little bewonderment that such a one as I am may still have a place in thy courts under thy word and eternal testimony. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. May there have been souls with the first singing that their heart was declared not a strange matter, and that they may be given to hope in thee. Then in this day thy mercies have been multiplied. Thou hast watched over each and every one of us, wherever we are called to be. Thou hast granted so many blessings above most of the people upon the face of the earth, temporal blessings, but also that we may be under the truth of thy holy word. And thou hast promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. May that be experienced in a rich measure amongst us and our children. And Lord, what richer token and proof could thou give thereof, when in this evening hour that thy holy word may be accompanied by thy Spirit, and that sinners may be converted, that there may be those that may be born in Zion as sons and daughters, and that thy kingdom may come to be given to experience the sweet things of the Lord. May it please thee in this evening that thou may lead thy sheep in the green pastures of thy holy word, that they may be given to eat, to taste, to rejoice, to sing thy praises, and that they may receive a place beside those still waters, because there comes so much up against it. And Lord, then by renewal, it is a special time, then a time of instruction for our dear youth, hopes to commence. Then we commend unto the fathers and mothers, where the first responsibility has been placed upon their shoulders to instruct their dear children. They have promised the same when they were baptized, to instruct them in that aforesaid doctrine, accompanied by a godly example and fervent prayer. May it be blessed by thee. But it has pleased thee to grant unto fathers and mothers helps in the church. And when thou granteth it, then in some weeks, then also the catechism classes, the confession of faith class, hopes to resume. But also in this week, on Tuesday, then the Calvin Christian School hopes to open its doors by renewal. And then in the past year, it was a very solemn year, where it displeased thee to take three students so suddenly and unexpectedly out of this life into eternity. And those places, they remain empty, shall be visible when the school year resumes. Has also been a solemn summer months. The family circles, they were sick, some very sick. Thou was granted recovery. Give a humble and thankful heart. Also in the summer months, then we were called to go to the cemetery to bury the young, the very young. Lord, then we may humbly ask thee, if it may be according to thy holy will, then in this coming season, that thou wilt graciously spare, care for us, and provide. We commend unto thee the bus drivers with their solemn responsibility. Do grant traveling mercies to and from school. We commend unto thee the administration, the principals, the instructors, the teacher's aid. Wilt thou remember and be mindful of them in their responsible, their beautiful, and may it also be an enjoyable task. May the students make it so. Then we commend unto thee all the students. Some have received more talents than others. Wilt thou spare those with many, that they become not proud, and those that have fewer, that they become not discouraged. Lord, above all things, thou knowest the purpose, where daily thy holy word shall be opened with the calling upon thy name. And then we humbly ask thee that thy word may be richly blessed for the conversion of the upcoming generation. The labors are manifold. May it please thee to incline more hearts, especially of our young men, to study for teacher. We commend unto thee the school board, with their weighty and responsible task, wilt thou continue to grant thy gracious help, and may there be found, when the school may be in session, that here and there may be a sire in secret places, humbly asking thee, begging of thee, for thy help, for thy protection, and above all, for thy divine blessing. Thou wast granted in the past week that the theological school may commence in other year. We commend unto thee the instructors, the students, one for the first year, the other for the second. Wilt thou open thy word, and may they be taught by thee. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, our mission field. Remember the different places, Loma Alta, Kai Bizan, Luhan Tarija. Remember that people in Peru, if it may be according to thy will, that a heart may be inclined to labor among that people. Remember Bible translators, all those that distribute the scriptures, it all awaits thy blessing. By renewal we remember the many temporal needs, to remember all widowers, widows, those that have brought children to the grave, half orphans, those that mourn the loss of loved ones. There are many amongst us. Wilt thou uphold? Remember the sick and the afflicted, the handicapped daughter and the mother, in the hospital, the circumstances are known unto thee. May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember all those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening. Remember the crosses, the burdens, those that struggle with weakness and difficulties of the mind, O Lord. Do encourage them. Do spread thy gracious wings over them. Remember all those that are near and dear unto them. Wilt thou bless the family circles. We commend unto thee a young couple whom soon hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou grant them a place at thy footstool? May they need thee in all their preparations. May they earnestly beseech thee that thou will go with them, that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and that they may be blessed together with thy favor for this time, but above all for their never dying souls. Wilt thou remember land and country? We live in a serious and solemn time, but in this solemn time, then thou wert still gathering thy church. May the urgency be bound upon all our hearts, upon the hearts of the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones. Do remember all of our elderly ones, the evening of their life. Eternity is at hand. When they are still unconverted, O Lord, may it please thee to convert them. We commend unto thee our Bethesda, all the residents, and all those that may lovingly care for them. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and daughters. Lord, wilt thou keep our dear youth and the older ones under that old proven truth. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Keep us from temptation. Deliver us from evil. We humbly ask thee for thy help in this evening hour, in speaking and in listening. Grant thy spirit to that end. Press upon our hearts undeserved. Wilt thou grant something of what that centurion has experienced and has expressed, that he was not worthy that thou would come under his roof, but thou only needed to speak the word, Ah, Lord. Remember us then in this evening hour with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 164, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee. My spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, an exile in this desert waste. And what follows? Psalter 164, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 28, the question and answer 75 through 77. Question 75, how art thou admonished and assured in the Lord's Supper that thou art a partaker of that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross and of all his benefits? Answer thus, that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, adding these promises: first, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup communicated to me, and further, that he feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life with his crucified body and shed blood, as assuredly as I receive from the hands of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord, as certain signs of the body and blood of Christ. Question 76, what is it then to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? Answer, it is not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the pardon of sin and life eternal, but also, besides that, to become more and more united to a sacred body by the Holy Ghost, who dwells both in Christ and in us, so that we, though Christ is in heaven and we on earth, are notwithstanding flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and that we live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are by one soul. Question 77, where has Christ promised that he will certainly feed and nourish believers with his body and blood as they eat of this broken bread and drink of this cup? Answer, in the institution of the supper, which is thus expressed, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also we took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. This promise is repeated by the Holy Apostle Paul, where he says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." We read that it is written over Lord's Day 28 of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. With four thoughts. In the first place, as supper instituted. As secondly, as supper of strengthening. Thirdly, a supper of nourishment, and in the fourth place, a supper of communion. Of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the first three thoughts, we find them already in question and answer 75. But concerning the first point, a supper instituted, also in number 77, because in 75 we read it is commanded, and in answer 77 we read of the institution. Secondly, a supper of strengthening. We read in number 75 in the question, "Art thou assured?" And in the answer, "As certainly as I see, and as assuredly as I receive." In the third place, a supper of nourishment. In number 75, he feeds and nourishes my soul. In question 76, there is asked what it is to eat the crucified body of Christ. And in question 77, concerning the feeding and nourishing of souls. And then in the fourth place, a supper of communion, which we find in 76 and in 77. Beloved congregation, when we are to consider the holy sacrament of the Lord's Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we also do well to put it in the context of the Christian soldier. As we have heard in this morning hour, and then boys and girls, then we have heard that Christian soldier, that he needs to wear and to use his armor. But what else does that Christian soldier now need? Then it is good when we may think along. Of course, goes better when we may preach along, and even the best when there may be those times when we may preach ahead. But now, boys and girls, I think you can answer it. What does the Christian soldier now need? We have heard of his armor, a knowledge of the enemy, and then you shall answer in this evening hour that soldier, he also needs to be instructed how to use that armor. That is good to remember, boys and girls, when in this week another school year of instruction hopes to commence. And then we need to exercise our mind. If you would have a soldier, or would you would have a young boy, and young boys, we want to become strong. But if we now had the thought, I have to save my arm for when I need it, and I would put my healthy arm in a sling, and your friends would ask you, why do you have your arm in a sling? And you would say, I want to save it so when I need it, then it is very strong. Then I am sure that your friends would tell you that you were very foolish, that we need to exercise our muscles to become strong. So it is also with our mind. Then we must not put our mind, as it were, in a sling, but we need to exercise it also when we commence another school year. But what else does the Christian soldier now need? And then the boys and girls will tell me, a Christian soldier needs food and drink, that his body may be nourished, that it may be strengthened, and that he may be enabled to use that armor and to fight the battles of the Lord. And so it is in this evening hour concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Oh, it is true. Those soldiers, many times they come in the hospital. They have been wounded, a sharp arrow in their body. Many times those soldiers, they become very discouraged. Their faith has suffered shipwreck. Their hope has well nigh disappeared. Think of Job when he is sat on the pile of ashes. In Job 17, verse 11, where he has stated, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. And then what do those soldiers need? What do they desire? Then they desire, when they have been sorely wounded, that they may receive a visit from the general of the army, and that he may speak unto them. And oftentimes, then those wounded soldiers in the hospital, then they have much to confess, that they have not watched and prayed as they ought, not being diligent, maybe fallen asleep, not have fought the battles of the Lord as they ought, that they also sought much of self, because those true Christian soldiers, they have much trouble with pride. Then many times they have much to confess. And it is a great privilege when they do come wounded in the hospital that they may be there with a clear conscience. But now in this evening hour, then there is spoken of such a Christian soldier, that he may be fed, that he may be nourished, that he may be strengthened, and that he may experience that blessed communion with their head, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then what a privilege and what a blessing it is when such a soldier in the hospital, when that heavenly balm of the merits of Christ, if we may say it so, may be poured into his wounds and that he may begin to recover. And the purpose of the Lord's Supper, that is the strengthening of the faith of his true people, and with their desire, their lives more holy. Oh, then concerning that Christian soldier, we have sung out of Psalm 42, as the hart panteth for the water brooks, oh, such a dear boys and girls can be chased by a hunter that he becomes so tired and so weary, maybe even an arrow in his body, and that he smells, perhaps hears the water, and that he thirsts for the water. And so David may say, that was his pitcher, and that is a pitcher of the living child of God. May it be more so, people of God, because it can all be so still. But now it is pleased the King to institute two sacraments. We have heard the past Lord's Day of an explanation of the sacrament of holy baptism. And now the Lord's Day 28, 29, and 30, that is devoted to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And then when we lay Lord's Day 28 beside Lord's Day 26, then the instructors, they handle it in a similar matter. Then there are many similarities between the questions in those two Lord's Days. And we must always remember that Christ has instituted two sacraments for the strengthening of the faith of his people. And yet in a certain sense, we may speak of the preeminence of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. No, not to misunderstand and not to minimize the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. But yet in the Lord's Supper, in the first place, the King has given two signs. In the second place, the sacrament of baptism only administered once. It is a sacrament of incorporation. But the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that is by renewal. And now Christ, in his great love, then he has instituted the sacrament, and in answer 77, it refers to the words of Paul. We find the institution of the sacrament in the first three Gospels, but Paul has received a personal instruction, and to that end it was written thus, concerning the Lord's Supper, it is called the Lord's, because Christ has instituted the same, was his provision, was in his remembrance, and the guests are his. And concerning those guests, when the Lord truly works by his Spirit, and no, it does not begin with the Lord's Supper, but then what a questions there can be. And then the instructors have stated thus, that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of the cup in remembrance of him. And now concerning those believers, in remembrance of me, we can have the picture of a family circle. Then all those children belong to that family. Even the newborn infant has a place around the table on mother's lap. But then our boys and girls can understand it, that a mother would not grant that food a slice of bread and give it to her newborn infant. No, an infant needs that milk. We read in 1 Peter 2 verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of his word. Then those children, they need to grow up, that there may come a time that they may also partake of solid food. It is called the supper. Was instituted in the evening, and in Bible times, the supper that was the main meal of the day, after a day of labor and of toil, that such a one may be nourished and be strengthened and refreshed, was instituted in the night. Oh, what was night for Judas? This written, solemn thought, called apostle, preached the word, did wonders, and he went out. It was night. It was also night for the disciples. Christ has declared unto them that he was called upon to suffer, that he would die. Thus for those disciples, those true disciples, it was also night for them. It was also night for Christ. Before him was Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha, the cursed cross. For the Jewish people, a meal that was not a strange matter. This evening, we shall not give the different examples that we find in the Bible. It was instituted, has taken the place of the Passover. And boys and girls, you know it. In the Passover, then the lamb was slain, especially the first Passover, the blood gathered, applied to the doorpost, unleavened bread, bitter herbs to remind them that they have been in Egypt, but it was a meal of communion. The whole family would partake thereof, and then they were called upon to eat the whole lamb. And so it is with the New Testament church. And now Christ, oh, what a great love. That love cannot be understood, cannot be fathomed, needs to be embraced and believed, which is granted to the true child by the application of the Holy Spirit. And then Christ in that night, in the great love for a sheep that were present, 11 of them, we believe, although there are different thoughts, that Judas has left after the celebration of the Passover, and then we have heard of those precious words, with great desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you, and that those words, they do not only apply to those 11 disciples, but to his whole church. Our second thought, a supper of strengthening. And then the instructors, when we read their answers, then we receive the impression that these instructors, oh, they were taught by the Spirit, but that they have also experienced much concerning the celebration of the Lord's Supper, that they were given to see the rich matters portrayed therein and given to put it on paper for the coming generations for the instruction of the church. And then we read that they have stated, adding these promises, because the sacraments, they can never be separated from the Word. When the sacraments are administered, that is together with the Word to declare, to give instruction, to describe the riches thereof. There's the same with the rainbow. Not that the rainbow is a sacrament, but if we did not have the promises out of God's holy word about the rainbow, and when we would see the rainbow, then we can have many profound thoughts about God, about his creation, and then there could be many false applications. But now the Lord, with that rainbow, then he has added a promise. And so it is also with the sacraments. To that end, for the true child of God, then they do well, that they make a distinguishing, because it can be for the child of God with the administration of the sacrament that they receive a special blessing through the word, a text quoted, a psalter sung, but that by itself is not a sacramental blessing. That is a blessing upon the word. But now a great privilege, and I repeat, and never separated from the word, but when it is only a text or a psalter, then a child of God indeed receives a blessing, but that in itself is not a sacramental blessing. What is now a sacramental blessing? When the Spirit, because it is by the Holy Spirit, when he grants unto the true child of God, when they may receive that broken bread, when they may see the wine poured out, when they may look into that cup of wine, when they may partake of that broken bread and that poured out wine, when by an eye of faith they may be directed and led to the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the bread as his body has been broken for them, and that poured out wine that points to his precious blood, which has been shed for them Thus then we can understand that there is a difference to receive only a blessing by the hearing of the ear, or whether with the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, because the sacraments, they are signs and seals, and when it pleases the Spirit to grant a blessing, when they may be given to see and partake of those signs. And now in this Lord's Day, and then we read three times for me. Thus then the sacrament declares when it may be administered and when it may be accompanied by true saving faith, and that it has also been for me. And now for that sacrament that has a special meaning, we have already mentioned soldiers. We mentioned those that labor, that travail, and those that are healthy, that are not sick. And now the instructors, they have used profound words, adding these promises. First, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup communicated to me. And further, and that concerns further the nourishing. Thus then the instructors, they are given to describe that sacramental blessing and to obtain. Ah, for the child of God, for a guilty people, a people that have been uncovered, where they have experienced the exceeding sinfulness of sin, for a people that have learned that they cannot save themselves. Oh, that is for a thirsty, that is for a hungry people. Then the sacrifice of Christ, that may be so richly declared. Our third thought, a supper of nourishment, but let us first sing Psalter 53, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. And what follows? 53, 1, 4, and 5. Thank you. of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, a supper instituted, a supper of strengthening, and now thirdly, a supper of nourishment. He feeds and nourishes my soul. We have the example of the prophet Elijah. Oh, that was a prophet. That was a soldier of the Lord. And in 1 Kings 18, he has stood before the multitude, before Israel, before all the priests of Baal. And then he feared no man. He feared his God. He stood alone. And he has said, how long halt ye upon two opinions? If the Lord be God, fear him. And if Baal be God, fear him. And then Elijah stood there in the power of the Lord, clothed with the Lord's armor. And perhaps boys and girls, young people, then Elijah looked at that people and wondered whether maybe a boy or girl or even a youth would come forward and stand beside Elijah to choose his part and to show unto the people that was their choice. May the Lord grant such unto in our midst, also among the youth, also when a season of instruction begins. There can be so much fear of man, but now we know what has taken place. Elijah has received an answer, fire from heaven, that people has cried out that the Lord is God. And then upon fervent prayer, awaiting, the heavens have been opened, and Elijah hoped that this would be used by the Lord to turn the hearts of the children of Israel unto the Lord. Oh, there can be times for those soldiers that their faith suffers shipwreck and that their hope well nigh disappears. And now Elijah, when he received the message from Jezebel by a messenger that he would soon be like those dead priests, then Elijah became so discouraged and so disappointed. He left the servant behind. There are those times for those discouraged and disappointed souls that they desire to be alone, not always wise, and not always profitable. And then he has went to Beersheba, and there he has found a juniper tree, and asked the Lord that the Lord would take him away, has left it in the hands of the Lord. And what did Elijah now need, boys and girls? Then the angel has come with a prepared meal, eat and arise two times. And then Elijah was given to go off that food for 40 days. Thus then it was a meal of strengthening. And our instructors, they have also spoken concerning the Lord's Supper and further that he feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life with his crucified body and shed blood. Many different ways portrayed in the scriptures that the church may be fed. In the wilderness we have the manna, that heavenly bread that has descended out of heaven. In Exodus 17 we have the smitten rock, and that rock, that water has followed them through the wilderness. Thus then many times portrayed that food and that nourishment for the church of God. 'Tis also the work of the Spirit to grant to work that hunger and that thirst by the first time and each time by renewal. Then the prayer shall be multiplied. Then that people in many different places in the scriptures, then they shall find their heart and their life declared. And now the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that is of strengthening, of nourishment. And we read in Psalm 36, verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them to drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. And now it is so profitable and necessary for the true child of God, with the signs and the seals, that they may be instructed, that they may be assured. Oh, when a child of God may be given to see something of the riches of what Christ has merited for his child, when a child may receive the invitation, when they may be drawn freedom to partake, and when by an eye of faith that they may be given to behold the signs, the broken bread and the poured out wine, when they may be given to meditate upon what it cost the bridegroom to purchase them, the dowry which he has paid nothing less than the shedding of his blood, so richly portrayed in the Lord's Supper. Further, when their faith may be strengthened, when there may be assurance, when they may receive a peace, and when the Lord may be praised. Our forethought, a supper of communion. And then for the true child of God does not only go about the gifts. Oh, it is true. When a bride-to-be may receive a ring from her husband-to-be, that is very precious. It shall be cherished, but she shall not be satisfied with that ring, it is true, especially when a great distance separates, and when the bride, when there are times when she can see it no more, and wonder how it can ever come to pass when that distance separates, then it is true. Then a look at that ring as a pledge of faithfulness that can grant great encouragement, but she shall not rest therein until she receives him as her bridegroom. And so it is with the exercises of the living church of Jesus Christ. And therefore the instructors, they have asked, what is it then to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ answer, it is not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain two blessings, and that is what the church needs, because the Lord has a people that needs a God for their heart, a surety for their guilt, a Savior for their soul, and a passport for heaven. Then they need the forgiveness of their sins and the right to eternal life, when at the end they shall never be separated from the Lord. But then the instructors, then they have added a further blessing and a further benefit. Besides that, to become more and more united to a sacred body by the Holy Ghost, thus to become more conformable, as I read in Romans 8, verse 29, to become more conformable to the image of Christ, and to experience in that union, because our instructors, they have stated, are notwithstanding flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Those are the words that refer to marriage when Adam is called his wife woman. Thus that is a very close union, and that is what our instructors, besides to be strengthened, to be nourished, to experience that union and that communion with the bridegroom, to hear his voice, to feel his embrace, to hear him speak, that is what our instructors are given to stress. And although Christ is in heaven and we in earth, are notwithstanding flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and that we live and are governed forever by one Spirit. Thus the instructors are given to speak of the fruits of grace, the true work of the Lord, that such a soul desires, union and communion, special tokens of his favor, that they may hear his voice, feel his embrace, thus to be governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are by one soul. And then the fruits thereof, that shall be communion, that shall be humility, that shall be prayer, that shall be holiness, a close and tender life at the throne of grace. When something comes in between, that there is that grief with a desire to serve the bridegroom with all their mind, with all their soul, with all their heart, and with all their strength. Then when we read these answers, I repeat it, then it is clear that the instructors, that they had much light, but it is implied that they have also experienced special blessings with the celebration of the Lord's Supper, people of God. How was it in our lives? Have there been those special suppers? That there have been those suppers that we have received a special blessing, whether of strengthening, whether of nourishment, of union, or of communion. Oh, we have sung it together of those sheep that are led in green pastures, and where David has stated in Psalm 23, verse 5, Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. O, the psalmist of Psalm 48, when he was given to declare that he would declare the loving kindness of the Lord in his temple, and when he is exhorted to walk around Zion to consider her strength and her bulwarks, then the psalmist was given to end. This God is our God forever and ever. He will guide us even unto death. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day. Yet a few simple words to speak thou was given. And then also officially, then at the end of each Lord's Day, then our official labors need to be cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, wilt thou be the after preacher? Oh, may many soldiers be recruited among young and old that need that nourishment, that need that strengthening, that desire that union and communion. Lord, 'tis all the work of thy Spirit. We may commence another week. Wilt thou keep us from sin, from harm, and from danger? And then by renewal, then we beg of thee, when another season of instruction may begin, that it may be accompanied with much prayer, that thou may add thy blessing, and that the simple instruction may be used, that among our youth, the little boys, the little girls, our young people, that many may be recruited and brought under the glorious banner of the Lord Jesus Christ, to experience that godly sorrow for our sins that leadeth to repentance, and the earnest need and desire to be pardoned of all our sins. Ah, Lord, thou wast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Well, don't now watch over us in this evening. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Remember when in the coming week the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered. Wilt thou grant a week of preparation? Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 381, the stanzas 3 and 4. O Lord, enthroned in glory bright, thou reignest in the heavenly height. The proud and vain thy favor seek, but thou hast mercy for the meek. And what follows? The consistory announces a correction for the church news. On the coming Lord's Day, then there will not be reading services in the evening, but I hope to be in Pitcher Butte for the morning and the evening. Psalter 381, 3 and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.